Welcome to the Love Raising Us podcast. My name is Erin Flood, and I'm so happy that you're with us. The Love Raising Us podcast is a podcast created for women with a desire to grow individually, learn within a supportive community, and positively impact the world around them. Yes, we're going to do all this great work while we finish the messy job of raising us. I took a little pause, as you might have noticed, but I'm back, and I'm so happy to be back with all of you. So, Happy New Year. Hope you're surviving these gray January days if you're in the Midwest. And this first episode of the year, I had to kick off with Erica Stenz. I have spoken about We Shred in lots of past episodes, and today you get to meet the founder, creator, and passionate entrepreneur behind We Shred. So, enjoy this first episode of the year with Erica Stenz. Well, this is like so long in the works, and I can't believe the day is finally here where I get to interview somebody that I have grown to love and admire very much. Her name is Erica Stenz, and Erica, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you so much, Coach Erin. I wouldn't be who I am without you today. And so the pleasure is mine.
Well, you guys, she's being very generous with that statement, but it's kind of wild how in the last year of our lives, we've gotten so close, and there are the some weeks where I talk to you more than I talk to my own, you know, siblings. So
same.
Yeah, we've been on kind of a magical little journey together, and I can't wait to get into it today. And although we originally met on Barry's, she really is the founder of We Shred, which is what we're really going to talk a lot about today. But first of all, can you just tell us a little bit about yourself with the roles and the titles that you hold in your life right now?
Absolutely. We Shred is my company that stands for We Are Shredding the Limiting Beliefs, the I Can'ts Because We Can Together. It is stemmed off of Warrior Woman, a program that I had in the past. I wrote this book to really empower women and buddy up them together to really try to make a difference in their health, what they're eating, what they're doing together, motivating them to work out since I've been teaching classes for 12 years. So my background is I studied exercise and health science, fitness instruction, and marketing communications at UC Santa Barbara. And then from there, I was going to pursue that field, though I felt it was probably a little bit more stable and reliable to go corporate America route. So I chose corporate America and had a really amazing 4 years in marketing while I was also just teaching for fun, still training, still having clients on the side. And then 4 years into that, went to Barry's Bootcamp. And Barry's hadn't opened up in Northern California yet. Boutique fitness wasn't a thing back then. And that was around 8 years ago. So took a big risk and left corporate America to become the VP of marketing and fitness development for Barry's Northern California and helped open up 7 studios in NorCal and then launched the book We Shred. And then as this about a year and a half ago, created We Shred to make it even more inclusive for both genders, men and women, really more of a community club to shred any and everything, those negative thoughts on a one-on-one level, which is what I've been doing for 12 years as a personal trainer and a one-on-one nutrition consultant and nutritionist. Though I think that the power of the group behind you has a huge effect, as we've seen. And thanks to you, Erin, for being one of my We Shred coaches and helping so many, especially the moms, because you are a mother and know that there are other elements to that, especially when you're feeding yourself and not your kids and the difference is there. And anyway, so that's a little bit about me.
Okay. And although we can tell a little bit about this from the description that you just gave, can you tell us just without those roles and titles, just a little bit about the essence of you?
I felt very positive. I think people, when they think of me, they think of positive. My mom and dad didn't understand. They said when I was born, I didn't even know this was my kid. You were like born with this like light and happiness. And I've always been very, I feel spiritually connected, even though I wasn't raised in a religious, it was interesting. I feel like maybe I've had this little light or a guardian angel. And I think that now when I think of my personality traits, I think people think positive, but also maybe more light in the sense of peace. Because as I am now 34, turning 35 this year, it's been a lot of hard work owning your own business. And some learning is, you know, I think in the past, happiness is a choice. Happiness is a choice. And now I realize, you know, after divorce, things that happen, you know, family have health problems, that gratitude is the choice. And so it's the way you react. And so I still think I'm fairly positive and light. Though I think that now I'm even more transparent than ever. That's another personality word. That's the number one value of WeShred. That I think that to be realistic, transparency, hard work, and experienced, and just doing anything I can to now live to my personal mission, which is to support women in this world.
Yes. Well, you described yourself very well. You get an A+ from me for, because that's exactly how, I would describe you very similarly. So you know yourself well. Okay. So I want to jump right into how WeShred was born. I know you mentioned that you used to have a program called Warrior Women. But this was kind of born, I think, honestly, like many of the greatest things we have now, out of a little bit of struggle. We were in the pandemic. You were going through your own personal, you know, struggles, and you decided, what, it's time to shred. Tell us a little bit about how WeShred was born.
Warrior Woman, to give you a little bit of background on that, was born because, you know, I teach classes that have up to 60 people a class. So I'm seeing, you know, hundreds of people a day, and I've always led a very kind of a group nutrition motivation type challenge or program every January and August. And there'd be, you know, over 100 people that would come. And I think that Warrior Woman really branched off of the fact that from all those classes, all those clients wanting some extra help and support outside of the 60-minute class or 50-minute class, I was going on a lot of coffee dates. A lot. Okay. I can only drink so much coffee, even though coffee is my life. I love coffee. At that stage, I had my set of clients, and I felt the need of wanting to help people that could, you know, weren't able to become one of my clients, my VIP clients. And I still wanted them to have a source to help them get started on, you know, having a healthier lifestyle. So that's why we created the 28-day program with a co-author, a friend of mine, and it became a workbook. It was the third bestseller book, Inc., here, and we sold thousands of Amazon copies, and it was going really well, where basically I would lead a big group in January and August and pair people up, and you do it together so that I could basically tell you, this is Warrior Woman, this is what to do. All of this came from the CDC, the American Guidelines Associations. This, everything in the workbook is not just from me, right? It's overall healthy guidelines for Americans. And that went really well. It was kind of a larger group scale. So then I was able to basically have my one-on-one clients, and then I was having these groups, and for them, it was just, you know, buy the book. It's like $30 or whatever, and team up with a person. What happened then, one thing that happened then is we were opening 4 studios in NorCal that year that I was starting to blow up. So we opened a whole bunch more in Northern California studios, and like lack of time. right? I'm only one person. As we always say, we can only water so much plants, and something had to give. And so I kind of took a step back from that to, you know, prioritize my job. And then fast forward to COVID, during the pandemic, things changed. I went through a separation. During that separation, I was helping my mom in her daycare. She has 14 kids under the age of 5 and under. Still help. I'm going there to later today. And I was taking a personal break from berries, given there was history there from my ex who still were sit berries and were very good and everything's good now. It's just, I needed a pause. And during that pause, I just really got back into, I was kind of lost into who I was without the company, without my ex, really kind of just a lost soul, not knowing what I was going to do. And I had worked very hard to get to where I was, and things had changed so much to the point where I just honestly thought maybe I was going to just help my mom in daycare for the rest of her life, rest of my life. I really didn't know. And then, you know, my friends, they sent me this book, Jesus Calling. I also started reading Young Pablo. I started doing my meditations. I started having a meditation and kind of prayer with my mom every morning. I woke up at 4:30 with her, and I got on the treadmill and I started walking. I started doing Barry's X all the time. I had gained a lot of weight during that time. During that time, I was on some antidepressants and anxiety medication that kind of it really messed up my appetite. Anyhow, I gained some weight. I kind of probably went through what we call the effort spiral. So the effort spiral is real. Once you go down the effort spiral, you can keep going down the hill and down and down and down and down and down until something or someone brings you back up. And a friend of mine, a partner actually at Barry's, teamed up with me, hired me as his warrior woman coach. And as soon as he started calling me coach and realized like I need to help somebody, help them lose weight, then I kind of lost the weight in the process. We both lost the weight. And also I shedded something much greater than the weight, which was this identity super associated with a company, with a person too. And so I realized, and that's why we shred what it is today. That's, it's so much greater than just shedding the weight. It is shredding whatever it is that's holding you back. And thank God that happened, because we digitalized Warrior Woman into what it is today. And now it's a virtual program. And now we service people everywhere, right? I mean, Erin, you've seen it everywhere and anywhere. Some people even did it in Brazil. There's no limits. And I feel this super strong bond. And because of my own personal experience now, I'm really grateful it all happened, the hardships, because now I also can show people, well, this is what happened to me, and this is where we can go together.
Yeah, that's beautiful. Ed Milet, one of my favorite podcasters and just inspirational people, always says our greatest test can be our greatest testimony. And I think isn't that good? I know, he's so good. And, but I like, that's what I always think about when you talk about your story, because the number of people that you've been able to help just because you understand also what it feels like to struggle has been so impactful. And I think without that test or those, you know, trials in your life, you know, maybe you wouldn't be able to relate so well to people and be such a soft place for people to land, because you wouldn't understand it quite as well. And so, although I wish you did not have to go through that, because I care about you and I would never want you to be unhappy or struggle, you've really turned it into such a really beautiful thing.
I appreciate that. And I always quote you whenever you talk. So one thing that reminded me of your quote is, and this is something I sent to somebody today, actually, one of my clients, is rejection is God's protection for redirection. And I mean God as a universe, a higher power, love, the shared love of, you know, though I can't tell you enough how many times that's true. And so I felt very rejected during that period of time. And thank God. It's having confidence in the unseen, right? That's what I think faith is having confidence in the unseen. As you can't see it right now, I'm just struggling. And yeah, I think that it is so much more relatable now. I've let go of the perfection that I was seeking, especially on social media. Before COVID, it was my full time. And now I have a timer I set to 1 hour, and I'm on there for 1 hour. And I have three amazing women that help me with it, because I have a promise to myself, that I think that I realized I just learned so much. And establishing healthy boundaries, knowing that if you maybe aren't getting what you want, there's a better plan.
Yeah. Well, I mean, well said. Okay. When we talk about We Shred, like as in the program, tell us a little bit about, you know, you spent your time doing so much of the physical work of being healthy. Why did you decide nutrition was really where you wanted to put your heart and soul?
Because nutrition is 80% of results. Working out is the plus, not the must. I mean, yes, it is so important. Working out is for mental health. I mean, yes, everybody, please continue. If you have a workout routine, please, please continue it for the millions of reasons. You are actually adding gray matter to your brain, which is actually helping you with, you know, cognitive decline, anti-aging, so many reasons. Though I think that sometimes what gets lost in the realities is nutrition is such a huge percentage, because typically it's the 23 hours outside the 1 hour, right? So it's like, hopefully we are doing a 1 hour walk, movement, whatever it is that makes you happy and healthy. Though let's look at the 23 hours outside of that and ask yourself, like, what am I putting into my body? And is this making me feel good? A lot of times people don't have someone to talk to about what happens in the 23 hours. And that's why I think We Shred, being that it's in between the just one-on-one and the big humongous groups. It's the one-on-one with your 20 people in the pod. It's hailing over here in San Francisco. I can throw on my iPods if needed. But anyway, if you don't hear, it's fine. It's great. So I think then going back to the story of, yeah, nutrition is going to be the number one, in the sense of, if you were to prioritize workout over your nutrition, and you have 1 hour, and you're like, I cannot do anything, but I have 1 hour dedicated, I would say, please spend that 1 hour planning out what you're going to feed your body and what you're going to put into your body, your temple, versus going to try to hustle over there. Sometimes in the end of the day, if we hustle so hard, what happens when we come back after that workout?
Yeah, we just eat.
Yeah, we eat. And, you know, especially without a plan, sometimes we overeat. And, you know, I think that instead of playing this like chase, like, just, oh my God, I got to get it in, I got to hustle, slow down. Slow down. Listen to your body, which is what We Shred to. Like, it's about listening to those cues, those internal mindful cues, asking yourself, am I hungry? How am I thirsty? What am I lacking in my diet? Why am I, you know, feeling this way?
So now you talked about We Shred and the 21-day program, and you also mentioned community. So can you just tell us a little bit about the 21-day program first?
Definitely. So the 21-day program is designed for people that definitely want to get a reset.
I would definitely look at the 21-day program as you are seeking a reset because you want a little change. And so a lot of people come my way because they're like, I'm doing it all. I'm doing everything. I tried this diet, that diet, blah, 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 blah. Nothing's working. I'm in a plateau. And I go, okay, so if you're in a plateau, you got to change something up. And so it's really helpful to, one, reset and have a community of support and have a coach that's going to talk to you about like, well, what's going on? What are you doing right now? And what's going on? And if you are interested in losing weight, the 21-day program is definitely going to help you with that. We usually start with like a more of a reset. And then after somebody's feeling like, yes, I got that. That's what I needed. Then we can add in, you know, our other programs, balance and build and community. But for a lot of people that especially, you know, are post-holiday coming back and going, I think I overdid it in the holidays. I drank a lot. And, you know, most people are going, the pandemic, COVID happened, and I'm sitting out my Zoom and I'm just snacking. And I think that people are honestly working harder than they ever have because the work doesn't ever end because now it's like available any and everywhere. And so in those 21 days, if that's something that people choose, we do ask you to do two no for nows. The no for nows, and again, it's not for life, but the no for nows is try to exclude the alcohol and the added sugar. And the reason behind that is because it can really prevent your metabolism it can block it, your metabolism. You know, and if you're trying to utilize the fuel for your workouts or even just to sit here, and then you're adding added sugar and alcohol, which tends to be an empty calorie, because what are we going to do with alcohol? Are we going to go like lift and like use that? No, it actually, you know, honestly, creates a very decline in your sports and your ability to sleep, which then adds the next day and the next day. And then people go through that effort spiral because it has that. And so transparently, it's really hard to help somebody when they're drinking and having added sugar. On a day-to-day, what it looks like is we give people sample meals, we give people a sample plan, we have a big group orientation, the prep week. And then, as you know, we have a tracker, it's a personalized tracker, and we communicate on that tracker every day with me or another amazing coach. And we support you on the daily with one-on-one weekly calls to really talk about, well, did you do that? What went wrong here? There's no failings. There's only growth opportunities. So it's really like, what can we tweak? And I tell you, even the healthiest people that, you know, I live in the Bay Area, and in the Bay Area, there's a lot of health conscious people here. And they're like, I go to this specialty nutrition and then this thing. And I tell you, like, okay, it's helpful that you have that knowledge behind you. It will only help. Let's talk about then how it could work in your life, right? So then when you're planning meal 1, 2, 3, 4, and your steps and your water and everything, like, let's talk about how we can add that into your real life and make it something that works exactly for you, which will not be for the next person, because there's no diet, there's no fad, there's no hitting macros, there's no calorie counting. This is like a 360-degree approach where it's mindful eating with the support of a one-on-one coach and a group. And, you know, as you can see, I think that the combination of both and having some of what of a structure around it does give proven results. They're slow and steady, proven results that people last a lifetime. This is a healthy lifestyle change that starts slow, that adds up to mega change later, versus it's like yo-yo, like, oh, I'm just gonna like cut everything out for 21 days and like get off this program and like yo-yo back.
Yeah, I love that you said that because actually, so for anybody that doesn't know, I did We Shred last January and February. And when I came in, and the first time we met, you said, what's your weight loss goal? And I said, I actually don't have one. I just need help figuring out how to eat so I feel like I have energy and I have, and you know, my audience knows already, I was coming off still of lots of health issues, but I just needed somebody to help me reset. Like, how can I reset? Because I do think even if you've lived a quote unquote healthy lifestyle, we all have habits around food that probably are not helpful, right? Or maybe habits around alcohol that probably aren't helpful, that sometimes you just need somebody else to say, like, how is that working for you? How do you feel when you after that meal or after that snack? Or do you feel satiated? Are you satisfied? How's your energy 2 hours later? What are your goals for you to say, you know what? I actually don't love that habit. I just have no idea what to replace it with. And I think that's what's so helpful. And I do have to say this too. This is the first January when I have been like, okay, thinking about my goals and what do I want to do for this year, where I have not had a goal that stems from a negative image that I had about my body. And it's truthfully because I feel like We Shred taught me how to nourish my body in a way where I actually feel healthy and strong.
Erin, it's definitely destiny that we combined force, that you started taking classes and we got you into We Shred, because I think your history personally of what you've gone through has also helped so many other people to say that, yeah, you know, for example, you couldn't do the chia seeds, right? Because of your surgery, but you could find an alternative. Yeah. And so there's always, when there's a will, there's a way. And then there's another person that can help. And I think that we spend so much time planning. Think about how we're, you know, if you're someone listening right now, and maybe you're feeling like, I'm very successful at my career. Well, I'm probably assuming if you're feeling I'm really successful at my career, you probably have a really amazing work schedule where you have this meeting here, this meeting here. And then you're looking at your weekly schedule and you're like, I know exactly what I'm doing. That's what We Shred is. It's literally creating a plan. And without a plan, it's, you know, you would know these quotes more than I am. You fail. It's like without preparation, ultimately, and without usually someone keeping you accountable on that weekly, you get started and you're like, I got this. It's January. We got this. And like week one's going great. And then like real life happens week two. Yeah. What happens? 90% of probably people without that accountability in that group and without the structure will fail. And then they're going to be like, I hate that thing. I hate that thing that I tried. And they get resentful even. And I go, no, wait. Like it's like when you're watering a plant and you keep watering it, but you don't see the sprouts. You're like, I'm sure it's going to sprout one day because I put the seed in there. And I can't tell you how many people, when it comes to like working out and trying to eat healthier and things like this, they're doing the things every day. And I know it's about to sprout, right? Because like I see them working and I know what's happening, but then they just gave up because they didn't see the sprout. So they stopped watering the plant and then the plant died. And so it's again, trusting the process and trusting that me and the people on our team have experience. And this is something that's, I've done now 12 years with, and I've used my body as my own experiment. There are no dietary restrictions. If people have preferences and they're vegan, we have an amazing vegan coach. If people are vegetarian, if people are pescatarian, if people are they enjoy meat. If people are, you know, there's, we're so blessed to have Bonnie, you know, our team registered dietitian who can help when I can't, because she has the extra level of scope. And again, I think that in terms of WeShred and what it's done for me and how we've met, Erin, and now a year later, not only have you experienced it, but then also help people. And now that we have 7 women on our team, I keep going back to, yeah, we can go fast alone. You can try any of those things, and you can try alone. You can go fast, but you can go much farther together.
Yeah. Which actually leads, that's a great segue into Club WeShred, because this is a new element of WeShred that I want to highlight, because I feel like it offers an option too for people who want to be part of a group of people that are like-minded in the fact that they, you know, they want to be healthy. They want to, you know, connect with others to move their bodies in this case. And are just craving connection maybe too, because, and this is a beautiful thing, I think too, post-pandemic, is a lot of us had many social things that we did before the pandemic. And even though, you know, we've moved on and things are open and life is, you know, normal kind of, we didn't go back to a lot of those places where we connected. Like, I actually never went back to the gym that I actually taught at for years and years. I never went back because it was long enough that I got a different routine. I developed different habits. And so Club WeShred offers kind of cool connection. So do you want to tell us a little bit about Club WeShred? And just so you guys know, she wasn't like, Erin, interview me and ask me all these things about my business to sell. Like, that is not how this went. I just clearly really believe in it because I've done it myself and been part of it. I'm not getting paid like per person that signs up, or I should have said that at the beginning. Like, I just believe in it a lot. And okay. Club WeShred.
And I'm grateful to be on here. Honestly, as Erin knows, I get hit up, I can't tell you how many times, to do podcasts, and I wish I did have more time. I just don't. And though I'm prioritizing this one because I believe in you, Erin, and I know I've seen it in like real life, what you've done for people. And I am honored to be on here. So, I think that, yeah, Club WeShred is so great. I mean, even just our virtual walk and talks, it's really just having that safe space to talk, to walk and share and collaborate. It stemmed for both reasons, for people that have done WeShred that want to like continue in. And, you know, it's almost like our kind of like our baby ambassador program where, you know, if you don't want to like leave the nest, but it's time, you know, it's time sometimes, you know, to go and do your own thing and you still want to come back and be part of the community, you can still be part of it. And it helps me because, you know, I see like hundreds of people a day. If you are maybe following me on Instagram at Erica Stenz, I apologize if I haven't gone back to you on DMs and I'm a little behind. Please start following WeShred Collective, because I am, one of my goals this year is to help my baby business, if, you know, this WeShred, and grow it. And so I think that Club WeShred has a really cool offering where we can still stay connected if you've been a WeShredder. And then there are also people that come in to the program and they already have a great routine, and they just want to be part of the community and they don't need the 21-day weight loss program. They just want to like maintain or maybe like get healthy tips and tricks. And so they get texted. We text healthy tips, like the littlest things, like how can we get more water in the day? Well, you know, this Stanley cup really helps me because it's an easy 30 ounces and we can try to get those 25 ounces at 10, 1, 3, and 6. And then we get 100 ounces of water in our day. It's like the littlest little things that we can continue to help. Honestly, also one of the reasons I wanted to launch Club WeShred is sometimes our 21-day weight loss program can trigger some people when we say no for now. And, you know, I think that when people, you know, I think that a lot of people, a lot of viewers, a lot of, to be honest, a lot of women and men have, if you look at yourself in the mirror right now, right, you're making maybe a little judgment. If you're looking at a plate of food, maybe you're going, like, is that fattening, or is that like too much whatever, or you know, you might be thinking these things in your head. And even people that have maybe had a history of eating disorders that is outside my scope, I still want to be able to have a safe place where people can come and not get triggered, right? And so it's like a perfect alternative. If no for now could maybe trigger you, Club We Shred shouldn't be that at all. It should be more of like a, you know, we're all celebrating, and a lot of these people that are in Club We Shred maybe want to reset, maybe they want to even build and go for gains. And so we're like really happy, which is why in both programs we're always testing for body composition, not just on the scale weight loss, which is super important piece of our program. Though I just really want to be an all-inclusive person. I hope that one thing that will be my legacy in life, you know, I don't know what will happen to me now that, you know, I'm divorced, I got my eggs in the freezer, like a whole 360, you know, like, I mean, yeah, a 180 kind of happened during COVID for me, and I'm no longer attached to outcomes. I'm going to go where I think, you know, my higher purpose will send me. And one thing though, I know I can do in this world is I can try my best to make people feel seen, to make people feel included, and to especially support women in whatever way that looks like. And sometimes it's really just like collaborating and having a little pod of people that go, hey, like, have you tried this today? You know, I put together, I in the pod for Club We Shred, I shared a melatonin gummy that a local female founder created, and it really does help me. I get no commission, no referral office. It's just like super helpful for me to sleep. I threw it into the pod, and maybe that somebody else can, is needing some help for sleep. And great, that stems, and that can also help my friend, my new friend. I mean, I had just met her. And that's kind of where Club We Shred is going. I think that it will become even bigger after our Malibu retreat. Now that we're doing, you know, basically you do 2 months of We Shred, and then we try to like encourage you to have a break. So if you've done 2 months of any kind of deficit, for example, you definitely want to shock your body, and your body needs hormones. And so after like 2 months, if you are doing We Shred 21 day, it's really exciting to have like a retreat where Club We Shredders, we're public people, we're friends, we're family, where VIP people can come together and celebrate a little bit of a balance on that third month. And that will be in Malibu this March. And then we'll do another We Shred, 2 months, April and May, and then we'll have another retreat in June. And that one will be a little bit more centered toward the deeper dive of psychology and mental health as we partner with Pivot and the leader, you know, my own personal coach, the founder of Pivot, who came from Five Sisters, a treatment center that was for women in need of anxiety and things like this. So yes, there's a lot to be said there. Join Club We Shred.
And if they're local, I want to say too, if they're local to you, part of Club We Shred is like you guys are meeting up at in-person exercise classes.
Oh my gosh, yes.
And then also if they're not local to you, they can be like me and hop online and twice a week and actually be in class with all of you when you're leading, you know, classes for us on Friday virtually, or walk and talks with like a great community. And I learn so much on every call just from what other people are willing to share.
Totally. For example, our next more local event is, well, we usually do something on the full moons, as you know, I'm a big full moon person. And so I used to be a surfer, and I was founder of the surf club in UC Santa Barbara. There was a surf team, very different. I'm a snowboarder, came from Vacaville. So I learned how to surf. Okay. Anyhow, if you are a surfer, you know that the moons like control the tides and controls the surf. And so honestly, I do believe in the gravity. I mean, come on. So the moons have power. It's science. Okay. Gravity. Hello. So I try to do something on the full moon, and we always celebrate the full moon. So the first full moon of February, on Sunday, February 5th, I'll be leading a wellness day retreat at Now Power Yoga up here in Marin. And it's from 11:30 to 3:30. We'll start with a coffee and just kind of a meet and greet. And then we have a class at 12 to 1, which will be provided virtually, which is super exciting. And then after that, we hope that people can stay for a lunch. We have a really great meal delivery called Methodology, who really support another female founder, local. I've known her for 8 years. I'm really, really proud of her and what she's done. Now that Methodology services a lot of the West Coast. Anyhow, she's going to help with that. And we are going to lead a meditation with sound bath healing. And it'll be, you know, a 20 minute. It's just a 10 minute meditation and then about a 15 minute kind of sound bath healing that gets you ready to manifest your dreams. And then we do a little vision board party on the full moon, which is about another hour or so. And we always encourage also mom and daughters to do this. So anybody that's doing that and that signs up for that as an adult who wants to bring their teenager, complimentary, bring her. I do this myself with my mom, and I'm 34 years old. So again, and I've done this almost every single year with the Berries women on my team, the Berries trainer. So I've always done this. I've done this many, many years now. So anyway, we're going to manifest some dreams. We're going to create a little vision board, and then we have raffle prizes at the end. And a couple people that are brave enough to share their vision board to the group, it helps me understand like that's their goals. And that's what helps me in business too. If I can understand like, oh, wait, that's what they want in this year, then I know how to get that. And we see that together. And it's very powerful. If it's shared amongst the group, it's even more powerful, because then somebody in that group can probably help them more than I can. So yeah, Club We Shredders, they come, they get a discount for that. We Shred VIP on the 21 day, they come complimentary. And I'll be doing more and more and more class events for virtually and in person all the time, every week. So definitely check out my schedule. We post it every week.
You mentioned a business and what you, you know, what has helped you in business. What do you think your greatest learnings have been in this first year of being a business owner and running your own business? Because there are a lot of people who listen to the podcast that, you know, are in the business world or do have ambitions about starting their own business. Or what do you think your greatest takeaways from year one have been?
I'm going to definitely go back to the group. You know, I think that with Warrior Woman, I tried to do that one more alone. Well, I did have my co-author, and that was amazing. Though it is a lot to put on one other person. And I think that having a team behind you is obviously a lot more costly, right? It is going, you know, candidly, you know, that I do spend more on my team than I don't pay myself usually. But it's okay. I'm in year one, or now year one and a half, and that's okay with me because I believe in it. And I think that, you know, two things. Rachel Coxton, the founder of Berries, told me something that I've been thinking about a lot. And Berries is coming up to, I think, 25 years. And something that she told me that has stuck with me is, you know, good business people plan A. So having, you know, you're going to have a plan for sure, though you definitely need a plan B, right? Which is what we also teach at We Shred. And then know that the universe is going to give you plan C. And that's just the reality. And so we are going to try to plan and plan, but then things happen, right? And so looking at those things as obstacles that you can come up and over, and looking at the failures and know that you will fail. And I do know I have failed. But I look at them less as failures and more as growth opportunities to learn and learn and improve. And as long as you, and that's why, Erin, you personally have helped me so much, because there, you have been there with me for the highs and then the lows. And I think that I can understand why people, you know, I think it's what 90% of people fail in their first year and give up. I get it. It is so hard. And I think that if you're someone like me, who's a people pleaser, and yeah. I don't sell this really cute Stanley cup where I can just be like, here's the refund. And like, I'll just manufacture more. No. It's like really hard when it's a service and when I become my own bank, it's very different. You know, it's very different in the sense of working for other companies in the past. I've managed 55 people at a time. You know, I mean, I've managed groups, employees, and it's very different being like, here's the company policies that I can rely on. And this is why we might need to terminate you. Or this is why we can't refund you. This is the, you know, well, now, if you're in year one or two in your own business, create those company structures and policies as quick as you possibly can. And you have to know your worth, right? You have to, if you have a no refund policy, you have to stick with it, even if it's your best person and it kills you inside. It kills you. And you're like, what I realize in this year is I can't afford it, because then I don't care about failing myself. Like, I can be one person. I'm single. I live in San Francisco. I can survive. I can land on my feet. No problem. I'm not afraid of failing myself. I'm not. Though having the team of you guys, of, you know, seven women and then all the clients, of course, I don't want to fail you guys. And so I have to make sure that I fill my cup. Just like you're going to go on a plane and the plane crashes, you have to have your oxygen mask. You have to do those things so that you can fulfill and you can save all the people around you. So going into this new year, I am very, very conscious of how I spend the time, who I spend the time with. The time that I spend with will be with people, company, businesses, partnerships that support women, because that's my own personal mission. My mantra for this year has changed a little bit from my mantra last year, which was consistency, commitment, community. It's still that, right? It still takes consistency. You've got to freaking do it every damn day. You got to water the plant every single day. It still takes commitment, you know, to yourself, to your group, to, you know, to, and that's why I think, you know, people will fail less when they're in a group, because it's like, oh, I don't want to fail my group. I'll fail myself any day, right? Failing yourself is something we all do, especially probably more as, you know, as mothers, because you're going to always give the life jacket to your kids before yourself. So you forget that program, whatever. And then this year, it's, my mantra is confident, light, and freedom. So for me personally, it's having confidence in who I am. This program works. I know it does. It's proven. And so confidence in the decisions that I'm going to make and where my time is going to be. And knowing your worth. And then it's When I say freedom, what I mean by that, I don't mean like, I'm just going to go crazy and like, whatever, I'm going to like quit that and like, forget my responsibilities. No, like I withhold my responsibilities. I appreciate contracts. I appreciate, you know, I am like you, Erin, you're a high school, like I've always been teacher's pet. You know, I am still who I am. You know, though I also am going to make sure that I feel free in the terms of like what I need to do to help people. And so I'm going to feel free in terms of where I go in this world. If it's in my core value, which is helping people in the world, I'm going to align myself with that. If I'm feeling trapped and I'm not able to do that and help people, I have to make a different decision, because if I don't feel free, how can I do my bigger mission? And then it's light. And that has changed from positivity. Like I started this interview, it's changed from just positivity to light. And what light is positivity, going back to gratitude. And you can always find a little bit of gratitude in the day and know that even the hardest things that you're facing right now, there'll be a reason, right? And peace. And I appreciate you for giving me that peace always, Erin. You're like this little light in my life, always going, there's a reason. And because of the team, one of my highlights of all of last year was watching this little reel that you guys put together on my birthday. I haven't given up and I'm not going to.
Yeah. Well, I'm honored to be part of your team. And I told you the very last question that I always ask, I feel like you just kind of answered it, but I'll give you the opportunity to add anything if you want to, but otherwise, so much of what we work on in our adult life is really helping us finish the job of raising ourselves. Whatever part of our inner child still needs a little growing up. It's like the work that we do as adults helps that person grow into the adult that we want to be. And so much of that, I think, is what you just talked about now. But if there's anything that you want to add about what you're finishing raising within yourself, just feel free to add.
Quoting my mom on this one, life is learning. I am so not perfect. And I think that, you know, what has helped me in having a coach it's been over 2 years now since I went through that, and really understanding my inner child, my teenager, my adult, and my healthy adult, and actually even having names for all of them helps a lot. It really does. I speak to my inner child with tenderness and kindness. And I think that we don't maybe do that enough as adults. You know, we shame ourselves so quickly, like, oh, why didn't you just do that? Why couldn't you have just done that? That could have. And it's going, wait a second. How would I talk to, you know, my daughter? Would I talk to her in those words? And so being gentle with yourself and going, you know, back to our motto, progress over perfection. And recognizing that, okay, there's only learnings to grow from this. And then checking my teenager at the door, the teenager that's like it's the teenager that, you know, sometimes you need it to, you know, you're talking to your girlfriends, your close girlfriends, you're just like that. And you kind of just, it's like, you know, it's obviously not higher adult talk, but it's sometimes like actually even my coach has taught me, like, sometimes it's that level of anger is actually helping you overcome the sadness. But you got to understand that you need to put that in check, and that can be your ego. And, you know, you are just this little person. I am this little ant in the millions of billions of people in this world. So check yourself and come back to your humility. And even my adult self, right, has a lot of work to do as far as what I check myself at today is always the people pleasing in me. It's the, I can move forward if I stop over maybe thinking about like, it just trusting myself and trusting, you know, for me, it's like, I got this. And then that's my 1 o'clock alarm to drink water and take a 20-minute break to walk. and then it's what I call my higher self, which is, you know, what I hopefully represent as a peaceful warrior. And hopefully I'll you know, continue to strive for that. But, you know, it's just like nutrition. 80% of the time we're in those lower levels. But let's just try to be mindful. And when you hear yourself shaming yourself, or if you hear yourself talking bad, like, just go back to no, be the light. It's like, focus on being a light, focus on the good, and you'll keep moving forward.
I love it. Thank you for doing this with me. If people want to find you, where should they do that?
We Shred Collective on IG, at We Shred Collective, though also on our website, ericastens.com. We are going through, obviously my Erica Stens, my Instagram. So that's probably where most people follow me as of right now, at Erica Stens, my first last name, Erica with a C, Stens. Also you, Erin. I think that if people are listening to this podcast, hopefully they're following you, and hopefully this will go on my Instagram, We Shred's Instagram, your Instagram, and all the things. And yeah, I also believe that if it's meant to be and we're destined to speak, that will happen naturally.
Yes. Well, thank you so much for doing this with me today. You really have impacted my life in the most positive way, and I'm so, so grateful for you. So thank you. And thanks for speaking with me today and sharing all the things that you did. I love you.
Thanks for everything you do, Erin. I love you more.
Thanks for tuning in to the Love Raising Us podcast today. Don't forget to like and subscribe. And of course, share these episodes with your friends. I love this community so much, and I'm so happy to be back. Looking forward to giving you all new content next week. In the meantime, don't forget to follow me on @loveraisingus on Instagram and Facebook for lots more great discussions and content. Thanks for letting me do this. I'm grateful for you.